Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kevin Halfpenny. I'm the CEO of Event Realms. We are an event production and consulting agency based out of here in Toronto. I've got 20 years event experience, having worked with some of the largest companies in North America, specifically Canada, TELUS, American Express. So I've got a fair bit of extensive learnings in the event sector.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So what we do, we're, like I said, an event consulting and production company,
okay.
But we focus specifically on technology.
Okay.
In the next 15 years, event technology and technology in general is going to change the event industry so much so, in fact, more so than the previous 800 years of the industry itself. And it's all okay. because of technology.
Okay.
But
in what realm? Because obviously
sure.
we know that the backdrop of the stage in there is way different than it was even 2 years ago at Collision.
Sure.
So there's certainly technology going into effect there, but what other places are we seeing that?
And I'm glad you raised that time issue. If you were to look at a supplier, an event supplier list today, and compare it to one about 15, 20 years ago, the number of event technology options and emerging ones, roughly the same in terms of where the technology is. You know, you've got your screens, you've got your AV, obviously, but where it comes to emerging tech like AI, VR, beacon-based service, things of that nature,
okay.
IoT things, that's where it's really lacking. And so as opposed to industries like the hotel industry and the taxi industry that were revolutionized by a simple app, events pose a unique challenge given the number of moving parts.
Yeah.
So over the next 15 years, it's not going to be an overnight change. It'll be
sure.
more of a disruption of 1,000 cuts, if you will. In Event Realms, ultimately, we want to own the knives. And we
Ooh.
Want to provide we want to provide event production companies with the latest and greatest when it comes to event technology.
I love that. Okay, so on the Beacon front, we can attest to when Google Beacons worked before they shut down nearby earlier this year, we actually, each of us would carry one in our pocket with the link to our coverage.
Yes.
Because it was a great way to interact with an audience that we weren't directly interacting with, the people who are walking behind us in the shot right now. Like, we're not talking to them. We can't talk to all those people.
But
my
boop.
Pocket could.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Boop. Hey,
exactly.
This is going on right here. Let me check it out.
Exactly. And from an event standpoint, and somebody asked me, you know, okay, Kevin, what would you do with a collision type, you know, event? One of the things that we've offer to our clients is the use of Beacon with respect to changing on the fly in an atmosphere like this, where people congregate,
mm-hmm.
you know, where are people kind of gravitating towards, and how can we change that on the fly such that it promotes all our sponsors and equally distributes where the people are. So
okay.
if it's an on the fly installation somewhere to install something on the fly that would allow people to slowly gravitate towards another part, thereby exposing more of your sponsors to you know to the attendees in general, that's something that
wow.
we could use. So it's pretty cool.
So that's the kind of thing that from the average attendee standpoint, they don't know exists.
Exactly.
Fortunately, you know, we actually are involved in some event from the other side of things, from the other side of the camera. So, you know, it's something that we've encountered. But, you know, most people don't know that there's a whole science behind making sure certain things are seen.
Absolutely.
For example, your sponsor booths.
Absolutely. And I recently attended another show in Vegas a couple months ago, I should say. It was called Event Tech. And it basically was a showcase to all the emerging technologies that are bubbling under the surface. And I was blown away at some of the stuff that's coming down the pipe that even the largest events aren't incorporating right now. So like I said earlier, I mean, it's those types of solutions mm-hmm. that we want to get exclusive distributorship where we can in Canada. Some are willing to play ball in that respect, but some aren't. But it's to be the go-to solution for companies who want kind of a unique take on technology
yeah.
when it
Definitely.
Comes to events. It could be a trade show such as this one. It could be sporting events and things of that nature. So, yeah.
Definitely. And as an alpha, where are you in that process?
Well, I recently graduated from the York Entrepreneurship Development Institute.
Okay.
It's the number one ranked university-affiliated incubator for startups. So I recently
nice.
Was part of their past cohort. So I'm operating kind of on a shoestring, as a lot of people I'm interacting with are now. But we're lean
especially
and mean.
Especially red tags.
Yeah, especially, yeah, absolutely. But we're lean and mean. And I'm working with Hummer College right now, working with some of their students. And from their event program and really establishing those relationships and trying to take us to the next level.
Wow. Very cool. So what I've got now, I've got to know what was one of the pieces of tech from that conference that you latched onto and you're like, this I have to do.
Wow. I mean, there's so many. I mean, I'll tell you one that a lot of people are asking me, what would you do today at this event right now? What mm-hmm. would you implement right now to increase the user experience? And one of those that I'm not slowly seeing implemented more is chatbots, event bots, where you're positioned across a floor, a large one in this case, but that would allow direct interaction with the attendees to ask the most mundane questions. Where's the bathroom? Where's the evening event taking place? Where's Exhibitor X? Such that they would know. In a lot of cases, not necessarily here, but in a lot of cases, the people are trained, but not to answer questions like that. So
yeah.
when it comes to yeah. rudimentary questions like that and having quick engagement, that's one of the unique things that really blew my mind.
Well, definitely. Okay. I mean, I know at this event, people are asking security, you know, like, oh, where do I go? What does this do? And security's like,
exactly.
I'm security. I don't. And like, in a lot of the cases, they don't. Well, English wasn't their first language.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yep, exactly. Yeah,
and you know, at an event like CES, there are people with hats.
Yeah,
and all over CES,
mm-hmm.
who are what they do is this: they
answer
go to
questions.
Big events and are trained on those kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. But this isn't CES.
No,
you know, there's not a 250,000 people in this
exactly.
in this conference. They don't have. You know, Intel with a booth bigger than the Media Village here yeah. to pay for all those people to know what they're doing. This
yeah.
is a far smaller
Utilize
event.
Utilize your staff yeah. and have technology help you out.
Exactly.
Which
yeah.
I really
and
like that.
And aside from being an engagement piece, it's a revenue savings piece as well.
Right.
So all those people you mentioned in the hats are suddenly maybe not so much used or used sparsely.
Mm-hmm. Or for very specific
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so those
for
are things.
Like very media specific things, right? Like finding our way to things that aren't on the map,
right.
and
exactly.
that don't need to be implemented into the chatbot because they don't actually want people to know where it
yeah.
is.
Absolutely,
you could still have a couple of people around, but you don't have to worry about how do I get where is the Intel press conference? Well, it's on floor 3. You know, Jasmine Ballroom B yeah. at mm-hmm. 2:00.
Absolutely.
I think that's actually where it was this year.
Yeah. And chatbots don't have bad days. They don't come, you know,
they're not
sleepy,
cranky,
they're
not
or tired.
Give you sass.
You get the same response every time.
Yeah.
And even beyond an event's four walls, I mean, some of the, to your point earlier, to your question, you know, what things really wowed me at the conference was things that take an event and replicate an event experience more so and blur that line between being there and not. And some of these emerging technologies that I was able to demonstrate are just like, wow, like this is, I almost feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
It's like one was called ghosting and holographic technology and using that to actually walk around and interact. I mean, sure, it's not the face-to-face interaction. Nothing can replace that, but it comes pretty darn close.
Yeah.
In
wow.
a lot of respects. So it's those
wow.
types of solutions that I want to bring to the event industry.
So what would be your ideal event?
Aside from this one, Inclusion, if you're listening, yeah. For an event like this that prides itself on being at the forefront of technology, some of the solutions, you know, that to take it to the next level, not just this one, but, you know, other ones. I have a trade show background, so I'm naturally inclined to, you know, a trade show exhibit.
Think in that terms.
Yeah. But, you know, our minds are open to you know, sporting events, to concert venues, to everything in between. So it's
awesome.
Robotics competitions?
Yes, perhaps.
Okay. Great.
We might be able to get some connection.
We might have to.
Oh, well, now.
We might have to pick your brain a little bit about.
That'd be fantastic.
About a nonprofit organization we work with.
Oh, very lovely. And that's great. I mean, to bring it to even that, and I'm glad you raised that, to bring it, I mean, a lot of people think of tech investment as being something that's, you know, beyond their scope or realm. You'd be surprised at how affordable it can be to implement even the most, you know, basic solution, and then, you know, going from there and seeing how it works and having the direct numbers and data to back it up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's really cool. So, obviously, you're based here-ish.
Yeah, in Toronto. In Toronto.
Okay.
Yes, in Toronto, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so, your reach would be how far?
Well, our reach right now, we're currently focused, and like I said, I'm working with Humber right now, and our employee base is located here in Toronto, but the applicability of the solutions we offer are boundaryless, basically. I mean, we're really tackling the Toronto market right now, but ultimately we envision ourselves going national and international. I'm actually speaking next week at a Canadian export summit right now to pitch our business.
Awesome.
For export overseas, so, yeah.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
It does, it really does, so, yeah. And this has been a wonderful opportunity. This is really,
that's good.
This event has been unbelievable.
What were your goals here?
Just to get my name out there. You know, I reached out to a number of investors prior to the event using the app, and a number of who showed up, and just getting my name out there to take ourselves, not just, you know, from a name standpoint, but from a financial backing standpoint too, as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. If people want to find out more about what you're doing, how can they do that?
They can do that by contacting myself at kevinhalfpenny@eventrealms.com, or they can visit our website at eventrealms.com.
Very cool.
Love awesome. To hear from you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you both.
And we will definitely
be in touch
because
sounds good.
We've got some stuff coming up.
That's wonderful.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. You as well. Cheers.